रामाय राम भद्राय नाम चंद्राय वेद से रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पते नमः। किष्किंधाकांड चैप्टर नंबर 54 मारुति डिसेंट्स द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ। When Tara of the moon-like luster spoke thus, Hanuman thought that the kingdom has been as well seized by Angada. Hanuman considered that the son of Vali had an intellect endowed with 8 parts, strength of 4 kinds, and 14 kinds of virtues. Being always endowed with luster, strength, and valor, like the moon endowed with growing luster in the bright fortnight, and the like, equal to Brihaspati in his intellect, and resembling his father in his conquests. Finding him yielding to the counsel of Tara on account of his weariness, like Indra to the words of Shukra, Hanuman, the proficient in all sciences, began to sow dissension in the ranks of the monkeys in the interest of his master. He spoke to Angada. Hanuman described the third among the 4 expedients and began to wean away monkeys by means of his eloquent words. Having accomplished that, he frightened Angada with many words of intimidation and wrath. O son of Tara, you are competent enough like your father in battle. Like your father, you are capable of bearing the burden of ruling the monkey kingdom. O foremost among the monkeys, these monkeys are always fickle-minded, with the ever-consuming desire to taste the pleasantness of their homes could give, and with the miseries and privations that are their lot, should they elect to remain with you. Are these not enough to scare them away from you? Then you will be left all to yourself in this vast and wide cavern, with no friends to cheer you, no king to serve your interests, and no heart jumping out of you almost at the least sound of tree or twig or grass moving in the breeze. I pray that the fiery and unerring bolts from the mighty bow of Lakshmana may not fall upon you and reduce you to shapeless nothing. But I can assure you this much. Go back with us to His Majesty, speak straight and act with a clear conscience, and the crown of the monkey world is yours. When your turn comes to wear it, right and justice are dearest and nearest to your heart. They came into this world along with him whom you call your sire. You know not that he has set his heart upon the gratification of your wishes in every way. He never goes back upon his word. His life is a clean and open record for the world may read for themselves. Guile and treachery are unknown to him. Your mother's counsels are dear to him, and he never goes against her wishes. I may almost say that he lives in her and for her alone. And last of all, he has no son, no child, but yourself to twine itself round his aged, barren heart. Hence, rest assured that he will not raise his hand against you. Untold years of peace, happiness, and power lie before you, should you choose to come with us and cast fear behind you. Mangalam Goshalendraya Mahaniya Gunabdeya Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.